Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This weekend's assaults are just the latest in a troubling trend, says Sean Pritchard, vice president of the San Jose Police Officers Association.
We continue to see an increase nationally in assaults on police officers.
So the SJPOA and other large police unions across the nation are backing what's being called the Back the Blue Act, which would make any assault on an officer a federal crime with a mandatory minimum sentence of at least 10 years.
Hopefully be a huge deterrent for any individual that thinks that it's okay to assault a police officer.
Critics, though, point out that state laws are already in place to punish those who assault police officers. LaDoris Cordell is a former independent police auditor for the city of San Jose. She is also worried the law would weaken civil liberty protections that prevent police abuse.
So it takes away an incentive for officers to not use the excessive force.
Backers are aiming to get the bill before the House for a vote in the coming year. In the Silicon Valley Bureau, Keith Menconi, KCBS.